Hey guys, welcome to the GNO podcast. There are a lot of beliefs, values, and opinions out there, and nailing yours down can be a little tricky. So join us as we figure out who we are, decide who we want to become, and learn how to best support each other as friends along the way. We're going to talk about some serious stuff. We're going to have some fun episodes. But in all our episodes, the most important thing is we want you to feel like you're just sitting around the table with us. We are excited to have you as a listener and a participant. Hello, welcome to the GNO podcast. I am one of your hosts, Olivia.
And I am also one of your hosts, Catherine. And Courtney is not with us today.
Courtney is writing, I believe she said, 7 papers?
I think 6 or 5. I don't know. Oh. Too many to count.
Only like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
It's fine. You know, as we all do in 1 week. And
we're in grad school.
We miss her.
I've never done.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah. Yeah. We do miss her a lot. And we're sad that she's not here. But we're championing her on and cheering her on from afar. And I'm honestly very, like, well, proud of her, but also just admire her for what she's doing, because I just don't think I could do it, honestly.
No.
I don't think I have the stamina to work full-time and do school full-time, so kudos to Court.
I can't. It's, you know, it's not a walking advertisement for grad school.
Yeah.
I'll say that. She's a warrior.
She is a warrior. Well, and you've seen it firsthand with Matthew.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
You're like, never, I'm never doing that.
Like 1 weekend, literally, I think it was like 3 days in, I booked, this was in August, like his program started in August. 3 days in, I booked a spring break trip for us impulsively. And I was going to give it to him at Christmas. And then like the next day I was like, all right, I got to tell you something.
Here's a gift. That's hilarious.
Which was actually, because he started in 2019. It was like the last thing we did before COVID.
That's
crazy.
Was
go on that spring break trip.
That's crazy.
So glad I booked it.
Yeah. So, seriously. Yeah. That's nuts. Man.
Twas.
Well, we're going to talk about Costco today. And let me just tell you, if you're like, Costco, so overrated, or like never been, or you have some ill feelings about it, I need you to just stop right now and be open-minded.
Don't pause.
Yeah.
Don't.
Like, and by stop, I mean, don't stop the podcast, but like stop having those feelings and thoughts.
Please do not stop the pod.
Stay with us, because I think you're going to learn a lot. We have a lot to share with you. There's going to be a deep dive because Olivia is here.
1,000%.
And there's also going to be some laughs. So I just need you to be open-minded and be ready to learn a thing or two. And, you know, it's always fun when you're listening to the GNO podcast because we're just so great.
I mean, we are. If you think you knew about Costco already, if you're like, oh, psh, this is boring, I already know about Costco. Uh-uh. Don't stop. Because, like, I thought I was you. And then this morning at 6 a.m., my mind was blown. Repeatedly, because I watched a show about Costco. So just, there's so much more to it.
Yeah.
There's so much more to it.
For sure. Also, we might end up editing this out, but Olivia, do you remember, this literally just hit me, do you remember when we worked together and there was a gentleman who applied to be a mentor and he claimed that his father was like the president, I think, of Costco.
Oh my gosh, I vaguely remember.
Do you remember this? And honestly, I
vaguely remember this now. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it literally just hit me. And I don't know, I don't even know if we ever like found out if it was true or not, but this person wanted to be a mentor. We worked with a mentoring program. We vetted, screened. Yeah, there's a lot you do, obviously, working with kids. And he didn't. Like, we didn't move him forward to be a mentor.
No, we felt weird about him.
Yeah. He was an interesting character. But he was, like, I think the president. Like, some high-up figure. I don't think he started Costco, but I think he was, like, a high-up figure.
Oh, I totally forgot about this.
It literally just hit me, and I was like, oh, my gosh. But I feel like maybe I ended up looking it up, doing a deep dive, if you will. and finding like on the internet and figuring out like he was telling the truth. Yeah.
I mean, that would be an easy thing. Like, yeah. If I remembered the names. I didn't remember the names.
Right,
but
right. Yeah. Anyway.
It's all out there.
That's a little tangent.
Interesting.
But to kick us off, I'd like to share a story because this will just set the mood. Actually, it won't. But so Costco, just like any place that you shop, especially I feel like grocery stores and on a, you know, crowded weekend, can have some interesting characters for sure.
Mm.
And I live very close to Costco. My husband and I go there frequently. Oftentimes I will go and just like get a few things that I need because it's so close. I don't feel the need to like go once a month and like get all my things and then, you know, wait. Like I just have that capability in my life right now with like not having children. Like I just have more flexibility. So I typically don't get a ton when I go. But this time in particular, I was getting a fair amount and I was actually with Courtney. So I'm sad she's not here because she could probably tell the story better than me. And we were there together along with another friend of hers, Megan. I'll give you a shout out, Megan, if you're listening, because I'm sure you remember this. And so we were all there and we had three carts. So like Megan had came with Courtney because Courtney had the card and then I have a card. And so we had three carts and they were stocking up and I was somewhat stocking up on some things. And, you know, it's crowded on a Saturday. I think it was a Saturday. The carts are pretty big. Like the aisles are big and like pretty spacious, but sometimes they'll put stuff in the middle that kind of make it a little difficult. And you're trying to like get out of the way, but then also get the things you need. So we've tried to move out of the way along kind of the sidewall where the dog food is. And during that time, we were kind of like rearranging a few things because I think like Megan had grabbed some stuff that Courtney wanted. And so they were like trying to move some stuff around. So Megan notices this woman who's kind of like standing there and it kind of looks like she's trying to like maybe get something behind us, but hasn't said anything, like just kind of standing there. And so Megan is like, oh, hey, I think this lady's like trying to get over here. Like, let's move. And Courtney was like, no, like, we're fine. Like, she would have said something if she was trying to get over here or whatever. And so we kind of, I don't know if we like kept doing some things or if she said something immediately, but the woman basically, I can't remember exactly what she said. And this is where Courtney, I'm sure, does remember. But she basically was like, no, I am. Like, I am trying to get over here. And was basically just, like, super, like, snarky with her comment. And so Courtney turns to her and was like, well, you could use your words. And oh, my gosh. And so the...
You could use your words.
Yeah. And the lady, they kind of, like, went back and forth a little bit with just some, honestly, like, snarky banter. And then...
Oh, my gosh. I would have been gone.
Like, you would have been gone. And Megan was kind of that way. Like she was like mortified. And I think I was just stunned. And so then the lady was like, I can't remember what she said to Courtney's comment of like, you could have, you know, used your words, but somehow it progressed. And Courtney was like, well, we're almost done. And like when we wrap up, like we'll move out of the way or something like that. And so then we finally move out of the way. And the lady was like, thank you. You have a blessed day. Like just that southern, like ridiculousness. And Courtney goes, you have a blessed day too. And just like walks on. And I was like, oh my gosh, like this was just next level. And yeah, then Courtney was just like, can you believe that woman? And went off. But it was...
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
You would have died, yeah.
I would have been in the bathroom.
Yeah, you would have just left.
I would have probably
left the cart.
I probably would have gone, driven away. It would have been too close for comfort. Probably left the state.
It left the state.
Oh my gosh.
It was rough.
That's so funny. I've been on the other side of that situation. This is terrible. But I was in Kroger, and you know how people, it's like, you know, the aisles aren't that big. Someone had their card on one side. They were looking at something on the other side. And I was trying to pass. And I was like, oh, excuse me. And she looks at me and she's like, I'll just be one more moment.
Oh,
I was like, okay. Okay. But I'm not Courtney.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And so I just sat there.
You just waited.
And she had her card on one side of the aisle. And she was just squatting looking at things on the other side. Yeah. And it was just like this very uncomfortable. And then eventually I just turned around. And I was just like, I don't... I've never encountered that. Normally, that's when you're like, excuse right. me, oh, like, sorry. I yeah. used my words like Courtney would have
yeah.
wanted.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, no, I'm just going to stay here. And
yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of like the opposite of how you reacted. If I need to get somewhere, I'm going to be honest, and this might come across rude, and I don't necessarily mean it to. I'm just like, I don't like love talking to strangers. So I just kind of like do what I need to do. Like, I'm just like, I'm going to get in here and grab my thing. Like, I oftentimes don't use my words, but I still like make the move. Yeah. But I'm not like,
well, I was pushing a cart. So yeah. I would have either hit her. Okay, or got hit it. Her cart.
Got it. So yeah, if it's
but
that,
I get what you're saying.
If it's that, then I would be like, oh, excuse me or whatever. But I usually I'm just like, meh, I'm getting in here. Yeah. I'm going over. Like, I'm just, I'll go around people, like grab this thing from beside someone. Like, yeah, I'm just like, this is what I need.
We could do a whole podcast episode on like shopping in a grocery store.
Yeah,
in general.
True. Very true.
Costco is a place filled with so much nostalgia for me.
Okay.
We went to one the first time in Hawaii.
Hmm. Wow, that's really
cool.
When I
was like a very long time. It was a very long time ago. And we were like, this is the coolest thing ever. And then they built one in Nashville and it was awesome. And Matthew always makes fun of me and my family because he would go visit Nashville. Like, he and I would go and I would, like, we'd all take a nap. So in my family, we take.
I've heard the story.
We all take power naps.
Yes.
In the afternoon, early afternoon. And we go upstairs. We're like, we're going to go take a 10-minute nap. And like 11 minutes later, we come downstairs and we're ready to go.
Wow.
And then we all make our coffee. And then we put them in regular coffee mugs, glass coffee mugs. Okay. We get in the car. We drive to Costco.
Okay.
And we walk around Costco with our glass coffee mugs.
This is a pretty standard Saturday. On a weekend?
Yes.
Okay, Saturday. Okay.
This is a pretty standard Saturday in the Gross household. I don't know what they do anymore, but back then, this was common.
Back in the day.
So I love me some Costco. And I really enjoyed this deep dive. I mean, it was fun.
Enjoy a deep dive?
I mean, I always do. There was a CNBC documentary series, and this was a featured company for the series.
Cool.
And so I'll give you a little bit of background here. So Costco started in the 80s when it merged with Price Club.
Okay.
So it's not that old. It's like 40 years old. But several interesting facts about Costco. I'm just going to kind of run down the list. Might be a bit scattered. Most of its revenue actually comes from the membership fee.
Really?
Isn't that fascinating?
How?
Like the $60 annual membership fee. I don't know. Like, I kept doing the math in my mind. I was like, okay, if there's like 100,000 people in Knoxville that go to Costco, that pay $60 a year, like, I don't understand how that works.
That's crazy.
It's not from the sale of its goods.
Interesting.
Which just blew my mind. Now, very interesting, they carry a very low inventory. So you've probably noticed how, like, you go to Costco and you're like, oh my gosh, I want this thing. I should buy it now because it might not be there next month. They have, like, very specific, like, one brand of peanut butter, one brand of eggs, one brand, you know, whatever.
Right, right. And I have a huge selection of different, of, like, a certain product.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. So they, in their SKUs, which is actually stands for their stock keeping units, Costco in a store carries around 4,000 SKUs.
Okay.
Guess how much, like, your average Walmart carries?
20,000.
150,000.
Oh my gosh.
So,
what?
Right. By keeping their inventory low, it's like they're not throwing away a lot. Yeah. Like, they manage it very well.
Yeah, yeah.
So not I thought that was really interesting.
Waste.
And then you have your Costco card. They're able to keep, like, if you go to Walmart and you buy something, it's hard to, like, track that item to you. But with your Costco card, like, they can track data really well because they can see very directly, oh, this person bought this day.
Yeah.
And so they have a really good team that, like, can use that data to negotiate prices, to negotiate inventory, and just kind of, you know, figure out what people in this specific area want. But I referenced the rotating stock earlier, talking about low SKUs. That's another way that they can kind of keep people coming in and impulse buy, because it's like, And we've totally done that. Like,
yeah, oh, for sure.
Absolutely. We impulse bought Tupperware months ago. Like, what's your biggest impulse buy at Costco?
I buy a lot of their clothes because it's cheap, good quality. They'll have name brands like Eddie Bauer and Columbia and stuff that you cannot get at that price anywhere. It's insanely cheap for like those name brands.
Yeah.
And that's the thing too about Costco. Like, they have those staple items where it's like, I know I can go there and I can always buy the Costco Kirkland brand protein bars, but I can also find this other brand protein bars that's just going to be there for a couple weeks and then it's gone.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they kind of hit at that. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit, but with the threat to Costco is with the increase in e-commerce, right? Like, Amazon.
Yeah.
Costco's business model is built very intentionally around people getting in their stores and noticing, oh, well, this is a cool product. Right. Oh, let me have a sample of this weird wonton. Samples. Oh, I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, that's a huge piece of their marketing.
For sure.
And so that is a potential threat for Costco. It is pretty reliant on being in store. Whereas like when you're online shopping and you see this weird, obscure brand of protein bar, for instance, it's harder to just see it online and be enticed by it than like being in the store or being surrounded by only a few other options.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I feel like with food, at least in my mind, I'm not really going to be as enticed to buy food products online.
Right.
Like maybe Tupperware, because I could look at 50 different ones and find the exact one I want. But for like a food item, it's like I want to see it and read the nutrition facts and like all that kind of stuff.
Right. So it's hard to like,
or maybe sample it because Costco does that.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to produce like the impulse buying.
Yeah.
With that. Yeah. So back to their fun things. They have things within their stores that also keep people coming back. Their whole business model is just fascinating. So like they have vision. Right.
Yeah.
I go every year for my vision exam.
I got my glasses there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So then you're automatically going and then you're probably going to peruse while you're there. Yep.
And my company like partners with Costco. So like I got like almost free glasses there.
Oh, that's
amazing.
Because
it was like through my vision insurance through my company. Yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah.
Interesting. auto shop, vacation sales.
Their tires. Plug for their tires, people. Get your tires from Costco. Cheap. High quality. They do like the free tire rotations.
Yep.
They're awesome.
That's what Matthew has.
Yeah.
Yep. And then another thing that they try to do like with their vacations, with their credit card, getting people outside of the walls of Costco, because then that's kind of advertising as well.
Absolutely.
I thought that was pretty strategic. Now.
Oh, they also have the pharmacy.
Oh, that's right.
Which I honestly never like paid attention to, and then Dalton started utilizing it. Like when he'd go to the doctor, they'd be like, what's your pharmacy? And he would say Costco, and so he just would go there. And I feel like I can't say this for certain, but I feel like their prices are really good and competitive, and they take GoodRx too, which I know is a huge plug, but I just started using them as well for my pharmacy.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Matthew used to get some stuff from the pharmacy there and it was cheaper. That's why he did it.
I was like, that's what I thought, but I don't want to say something and that's not true.
Yeah, no, it was. We don't do it anymore because with a 5-month-old, we have to do the closest one.
Really? Why?
I mean, it's not, we have an abundance of time. You know, that's what happens when you have kids.
Yeah,
but
I figured. You just have more time.
We just have so much more time. Like, that we would love to spend in the car.
Yeah.
In traffic on Kingston Pike. So
that sounds fun.
Now, when I think of Costco, I automatically think of Kirkland.
Yes, because that's brand. Their brand. Yes.
Yep. It's amazing.
Yes.
So it's not only cheaper, though. This documentary pointed out, well, the TV show. It also tries to add a unique value. So, like, people, like, when you think of Kirkland, I'm sure you're not like, oh, it's, like, fine. Like,
that's good.
There's probably things you prefer for Kirkland.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I know for us, there's definitely things we prefer. So, that's a way they've tried to, like, their brand is, like, it's not just, oh, it's a generic brand. It's like, no, this is another brand that is a competitive brand. And in 2019, Kirkland brand accounted for nearly 30% of Costco sales.
Dang.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah. That is nuts. That is high.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really helped fend off like competition from Sales Club or Sam's Club, things like that, because it's actually like it's cheaper and it's better.
Yeah.
Their liquor specifically is thought so highly of that. Yeah. And then also it's been debated, like people think that it's actually produced in like by liquor companies that like Grey Goose, I think was one mentioned. And then they just rebrand them.
Kirkland. Like you mean the Kirkland like brand of the
liquor? Yeah, okay, they just rebrand them to Kirkland.
Because we don't have the liquor store in the Knoxville one. Because isn't it like a separate, like it's
it
like attached
separate,
to Costco.
It has to be like a separate one.
Yeah, yeah. But I think Nashville has it.
Yeah, I know we used to have it.
Okay.
I know that at some point. But
that's so cool.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. So I promise I'm almost done. Interestingly enough, they do more sales abroad than they do in America.
Huh. How?
I don't know. They just do.
Okay.
Because of all the other things I just talked about.
But do they have stores abroad?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
Sorry,
I was thinking it was just everywhere. Okay, okay. I thought it was just within the U.S. I don't know why I thought that. But didn't it start in Seattle?
Price Club started in Seattle. And so it's kind of
from there,
Seattle.
Yeah.
And then they're headquartered in Washington.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So
that's what I thought.
But there was an opening in Shanghai where they ended up having to cap the number of people allowed inside, and they had 3-hour waits for parking spots.
Oh my, what?
Yeah. Also, that's people literally physically fought over meat at the meat counter. But isn't that nuts? 3-hour wait for parking spots.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy. But that's insane.
That is my deep dive on.
Wow.
The greatness that is Costco.
Loved it. And we'll link that TV show that you mentioned
earlier.
For sure. Show, whatever, in the show notes. Okay. So, for all you listeners out there who maybe have some skepticism towards Costco, I just want to talk to you again for a moment. First thing we mentioned earlier, and that's literally nuts that they get so much revenue from their membership fee. I literally am still
right?
On that.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's wild. But you're probably thinking, why would I pay $60 annually to like shop at a store? You will recoup that money on your first visit, like literally, let me tell you, if not your first two. And you're just like, it's not even like a question to me anymore. Like, oh yeah, $60, like that's nothing. And all the benefits that I'm about to tell you more about, that we're going to talk more about, are there. And then the second thing is, I've also heard this from the skeptics out there, is, well, why would I go to Costco and like buy all this stuff in bulk when it's like going to go bad? Okay, well, you don't have to buy lettuce in bulk. No one said that.
Also, Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila. There's also a lot of other things you can buy in bulk that are not perishable items. But then there are also some that are perishable that I'm going to talk to you about and why you should buy them. Okay, so I just want to set the stage because these are important things. So Olivia talked about pharmacy, talked about vision, talked about the tire center, like all these things, vacations that are awesome. Also, obviously, there are lots of food, which we'll get into, but they also have a really robust electronics section. You can go and buy your phones. They have Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T, US Cellular, like all of those providers. That's what they're called. Providers.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. We got our phones through Costco, way cheaper.
I did not know that.
Yeah. TVs, incredible deals on TVs and stuff. You can get your watches there. Yeah, electronics section is awesome. They have furniture, and the furniture in the store is more like rotating and seasonal because there's not a ton of room for that. But you can also go online and get like a much wider selection of furniture. But our couch is from Costco. Our bed is from Costco. Like, we have several big items from Costco.
Are you a Costco showroom?
Yeah,
maybe.
I am. Literally, I have a rug from Costco. Like, it's a problem. Not really, though. They're great deals. Like, I'm saving so much money.
And Catherine's got a really comfy couch.
See, there you go.
I've spent many hours on that couch. I can attest to it.
Truth. So the furniture is there. And then I mentioned earlier clothing. like I said, some great brands, and that like rotates as well, and you can find some really quality stuff. And then their seasonal stuff, like they will have Christmas stuff, they will have other holidays.
Halloween.
Thank you. I'm like,
they have some solid mums that pop up around September.
There you go. Some plants for you. So they'll have seasonal items as well. And then they also have like kind of like a kids section, like an outdoor sporting section. So there's just a ton. Like there's so much stuff for sure. But I want to talk about food because that is probably what a lot of people are thinking when they think of Costco. Like Olivia said, you often will go and be like, okay, I'm here to get these five things. And then you end up with 10 things because you see these specials.
1,000%. 1,000%. And like a lot more money than I thought I was going to spend.
Yeah, for sure. But then it's like, it's all such a good deal. So it's
all such a good deal.
And like you were talking about Tupperware earlier, they do have a great kitchen section and they'll have rotating items there. We've gotten several items from there. We got our Vitamix from Costco on an amazing deal. So they'll have stuff there, but it's like, oh, I'm just walking down this aisle and look at these bed sheets that are made of bamboo and they're $15. Like, what a deal.
I mean, we got our like big garage shelves. Those things are normally nice. Like $500 to $600, right?
Oh gosh.
$250.
That's awesome.
$250. But Matthew had to go multiple times. Finally he talked to the guy who's like, look, they're always out when I get here. And he's like, all right, here's the deal. The truck is delivering them Friday at 9 a.m.
Be here.
If you are here at 9 a.m., store opens at 10.
Yeah.
But it was like this weird, like, black market drug deal situation. Like,
for garage shelves?
Seriously, he's like, they last like 10 minutes on the shelf. Like,
nuts.
All of the West Knoxville dads coming out and like getting these shelves.
Garage shelves.
But then also, Matthew struggled to fit him in his Prius.
That would be a problem.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, that is funny. Okay, so I want to talk about a couple food items, and Liv can also share because I know they get several food items there on the reg. But Costco has some of the highest quality meat that you will find.
Yes.
And let me tell you, if you don't have a food saver in your life, get one.
From Costco.
Yes, get one from Costco because you will thank me later. And for those of you that maybe are mothers, fathers, you know, you have a busy work week, you're out and about doing a lot of things, and you are a meal prepper and want to plan weeks and maybe multiple weeks in advance, this is a great option for you because you can go and you can buy the hamburger meat and you can portion it out and use the food saver and then put it in the freezer.
It's saved our life.
Literally amazing. And if you're like, I don't want to do that, that's too much work, or you're like my mother who doesn't like raw meat and won't handle raw meat, then you can buy some of the meats that are already like pre-packaged in like freezer bags already. Like they have the chicken, and that's the chicken that we typically do buy. So you can do it that way. It's not as sustainable, Olivia, but it is.
We do that way for chicken.
Okay.
But it's better than getting the styrofoam ones from Kroger.
True. Yeah. So you can do it that way too. So it's literally already packaged for you, and you can just cut it and then like use what you want. So highly recommend that. And for the holidays, you'll find turkeys there. You'll find tomahawk steaks. You'll find, I don't know, roasts. Like you'll find other meats that are holiday specific that are, again, like super high quality.
Yeah, we get their roast and we portion that into two as well.
That's super smart.
Yeah.
I love that. Also, if you don't remember from previous episodes, I am gluten-free, and Costco actually has a lot of really great gluten-free options, and they carry a lot of brands that are gluten-free or have gluten-free products. And so some of them will be staples that I can always rely on, like one, Siete chips, which are actually grain-free, so they don't have corn either, but they're like a tortilla chip, but they are grain-free and they're awesome. They're made with cassava flour. You go to Kroger, you buy a small little dinky bag for $5.99. You go to Costco, you buy a massive bag for $5.99. And it's the best. And I love that with Mateo's salsa, which is also a staple.
Mateo's is amazing.
The best.
I forgot about that.
Oh, girl. I
that got
ate
out
it
of
tonight.
Our rotation. And that
it needs to be back.
It
bring
needs
it back.
To be back in.
So that's great. Also, the Simple Mills almond flour crackers, always on lock at Costco. But then I'll be going through and I'll see something and, oh, it's gluten-free, and I'll put it in my cart. I do not like to shop. I am not a shopper. I don't like stores. It's just not my thing. I love Costco and I'll shop there any day of the week. Like, it's...
That's funny.
Yeah. And it's like life-giving to me. I'm like, why am I happier when I leave this place? Truly. Even after I just spent a crap ton of money, but not always. Like, you obviously don't have to do that, but... I always feel like I come out spending more than I think I'm going to.
Well, yeah, because everything's like $10 to $15. Mm-hmm. But then when you just throw things in your cart, mm-hmm. that's like, oh, it's just $15. Oh, it's just $15 times eight. Oh.
Whoops.
That's really fun. Wait, yeah. Are there any other stores you like to shop at? Or is it just Costco?
I feel like Dalton and I were talking about this and there was one other store that I was like, oh, I like this store too. But I literally can't think of it.
Trader Joe's.
Oh yeah, I think that was it. You're right. I do like Trader Joe's. Yeah. Yeah. That wow, good job. You know me.
I do. Too well. Too well. You hang out with other people.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so there's that. Also, I will preach this till the day I die, and I'm curious if you guys do this. Buy bulk rice from Costco. Do you do that?
We actually don't.
You need to do it.
I don't know why we don't, because we eat a ton of rice.
It's so cheap. And everyone eats a ton of rice. And it's so cheap. So, so cheap. And it's not like you can get, we get the jasmine rice and it's like in a little like burlap bag. So it's very sustainable, Olivia. And it has a zipper and like it has handles. It's super easy to store. It's not like that big, but it will last you. Like it probably lasts us close to a year. Like that bag of rice.
And how much does it cost, you think?
Like $17.
All right.
Yeah. And it's like huge. It might be 12, honestly. Somewhere around
okay,
there.
Okay. We need to get this. Because we've been making so much rice lately.
Yeah. They were making it tonight, actually.
We were tonight. Actually, so literally. I just had some rice.
Yeah. So did I. And also, if you don't make rice in the Instapot, you're doing it wrong. So plug for the Instapot. You can also get that at Costco. Just go to Costco, y'all. Okay, another thing I'm going to plug. I could go all day just letting you guys know. If you have questions, you can DM us because we will gladly answer and talk more about Costco. But my morning routine includes me making a smoothie every morning. It's the same smoothie and four of the five ingredients you can get at Costco. And maybe the fifth you could get. I just have a certain brand I buy. But it is a smoothie that includes berries, frozen berries. Now, this is a key factor, Olivia, that I need to tell you, is that oftentimes when you buy a bag of frozen berries that's like mixed berries, it has strawberries in it. Mm-hmm. I do not want strawberries because strawberries are very watery to me when they're put in a smoothie and when they're frozen, and they're like so big that like the flavor I feel like overpowers sometimes the other berries.
Interesting.
And I don't want that. I want raspberries. Like, raspberries are my favorite berry, and I like that with like blackberries and blueberries. So they have a bag, the triple berry blend.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say, I feel like Costco has that.
Yes, they do. That is raspberries, blackberries, and blueberries, and that is what I get. So I get this frozen bag and it lasts me probably a month or so because I'm eating this every day. Then I get the big thing of Greek yogurt. That's the green and white one. And it's actually fat free. So it's just like carbs and protein. Get that. Then I get the collagen. Now I get the like flavorless, basically.
The vital
collagen.
Proteins.
Yeah. The vital
That's
proteins.
What I get
flavorless.
From Costco.
Yes. Yeah. Flavorless. I don't want chocolate. I don't want a flavor. You literally can't taste it at all. And then flax seeds. Or chia seeds. You can do either. And I get some of those just to add a little fiber and some fats. And then I put green powder, like greens, in my...
you could totally get that from
Costco. I bet I could. And I should honestly look. I just had a certain brand that I like because I'm kind of weird about the flavor of them. And I just have gotten it on Amazon. But I get that with some water and throw it in my little blender. And that's what I drink every single morning. And I like look forward to it every day. It's like the perfect blend of flavors with the berries and like the Greek yogurt. It makes it a little tangy and tart. And I just love it.
That sounds amazing.
So there you go, everyone. If you would like to copy
80%
my morning
Costco.
Routine. Yeah, literally. And you could do 100%. Like Olivia said, you could get the greens there. But yeah, so that's another thing that I would say. And then they've got a lot of just great snacks and like protein bars, like things that aren't going to perish. And they rotate out some of that stuff like too. Like sometimes I'll be like, oh, these bars are new and I'll try them. And
yeah, there's like staples that like they always have. I think we get the fig bars.
Yes.
They always have those. They rotate what flavors they might have.
Yes.
I feel like they're good at always having certain brands or certain kinds of bars, because mm-hmm. we're big bar people, especially being like,
it's on the go, it's easy.
It's like you just gotta grab something and put it in the diaper bag, and so they always have like chewy bars, but like different flavors,
right?
So
another favorite of mine lately has been the like layered fruit bars that are up in that section. So it's like pure fruit, but it's just, you know, like those, it's almost like a
Fruit leather,
like like kind of fruit leather, but they're just called layered fruit bars, and I've been getting those, and I will just eat one of those like right before I work out, just to give me some carbs, and I really like those. They're like just really good flavor and high quality, so
interesting.
I like those a lot. And then you can get your toilet paper and paper towels.
Oh,
I'm looking
paper
at them
products.
Right now.
Yep. And Matthew went to Costco yesterday.
In Olivia's house.
And we were, it was getting risky. It was a dicey situation with
that
the
TP.
Toilet paper. I was like, Matthew, we got like one roll left. Like, we got to get to Costco.
Oh, so. Yeah. That's the greatest. And then you can also get personal care products. They have every vitamin you could ever imagine.
We get diapers, wipes, formula.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
And it is amazing because it's,
I bet,
it's way cheaper. The diapers are by far the best diapers I've ever used.
Yeah.
And I've used several brands at this point. Their wipes are very highly rated. And we bought wipes, I guess, when Silas was born, 5 months ago, and we're still nowhere. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I know. Which that's daycare great. Does provide diapers and wipes for us too.
Oh, so. That's cool. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
That makes sense, nice. I guess. But yeah, that's awesome.
But, and then their formula is very highly rated. And y'all, that stuff is like half the price of normal formula.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. It's like.
That's awesome.
It's insane. Yeah, it's like almost, insane. I think it's less than half the price of a lot of normal brands. So.
That's awesome.
Costco saved us so much money in the baby world.
Literally, it will just save all of you guys money. Like, I'm just telling you, you might go and be like, oh, I just dropped $100, but you won't need chicken for 3 weeks, 5 weeks, and then you won't, you know, you won't need all these other things. And you can rotate, like, okay, this time I'm getting, like, I'm stocking up on my tissue paper and my toilet paper, and then the next time I'm stocking up on my, like, chicken. Like, you'll just go through things so much slower, and you won't find the need to buy them, and then in the long run you are saving money. And another thing I'll mention is they have I think it's called Kevin's is like the brand, but they'll have like, they're not full meals, but they'll do like garlic chicken or like pork, you know, Korean barbecue, and it's like already has the meat and the sauce like all in this thing, and it's refrigerated, and then you just throw it in the skillet, put it on, make some rice in your Instapot, and you have a meal. So those are great, and I've only had one that I wasn't a huge fan of, but the other ones from that brand, it is Kevin's, are really good, and they'll just have different ones each time I go. They're kind of in the section with like the cheese and like the some of the meats. Yeah,
their dips.
Yes,
that section. They have speaking a lot of that of section. Dips. Oh my gosh, their dips are freaking amazing.
So good.
If we're so like good. Going to a party or whatever, I'm like, all right, we're gonna go to Costco, get a dip, get a chip.
Yep.
And
and the chips are right there. Yeah. It's great. Also, their rotisserie chicken is cheaper than anywhere.
Yes.
And it's dang good. And their chicken wings, like the ones that are already pre-made, like those are really good, and they're like in the hot box with the rotisserie chicken, but in addition, their chicken wings that are raw but already seasoned, we smoke those like for every, pretty much like every tailgate game day at our house. And everyone is like, these are the best wings ever. And they're so good.
I think they actually are losing money on their rotisserie chicken.
Really?
I don't know why they still do it. Dang it. I should have deep dived that.
You should have.
But I feel like in the back of my brain, there's something about they're losing money on that rotisserie chicken, but they will always have it that price for a specific reason.
I feel like I have maybe heard that too, and I don't know where that's coming from in my brain, but
yeah, it's that. And then I think also I've heard the same thing about their hot dog.
Yes, that is right. Yeah, because they have like a restaurant basically, and you can get hot dogs, pizza, the chicken bake. Dalton will go there for lunch and get a chicken bacon, a hot dog, and a Pepsi, and it's like $3.50 for all of that.
Nuts.
It's
for
literally nuts.
A hot dog and drink, and their hot dog's like a foot long.
Yeah.
Like
it's huge.
It's massive.
Yeah, isn't it $1.50 for
it's
a hot dog and drink? Yeah.
For a hot dog and a drink.
Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, they've got to be losing money on that.
They've,
or like breaking even.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's also a fun thing to do. Yeah. So that's what I got. I could go on, like I said, but these are some things that were highlighted.
Also, listeners, we're going to pose the questions to y'all. We want to know what y'all get at Costco.
Absolutely.
We might have some bonus content coming at you at some point with listener responses. Yes. Because everyone's got their thing.
Ooh.
Everyone knows how to hack it. Yeah.
I have to say one more thing. This is a new thing. And I will say, like, some of you might be like, oh, I don't know if I have the space. And I get it. So you might have a small kitchen and certain foods. But there's spices, like staple spices that you're not, like, that aren't super, you know,
cinnamon.
Specific. Yeah. Like, get your cinnamon there.
Salt.
Get your salt and pepper for sure. Get your garlic salt, like, or your garlic powder. It's great. Your paprika. And you just don't run out. And they're literally like $2.
Well, then olive oil.
Thing. Yes. Oils for sure.
Oils. Yeah. For sure.
We could go on.
Yeah. I mean, literally, I have like 50 things in my mind. I will say the pitfall of Costco, where I have run into problems, is I think, oh, I'm going to start doing this. I get the Costco size version of something and then I die off.
Yeah.
So I would only, if you're getting really obscure things, only do it if it's a tried and true routine.
Yeah. Or like, you know, you're going to like it. Because there have probably been one or two things I've gotten that I'm like, ooh, I don't really like this. And then I have a huge bag of it.
Yeah. I've thrown away several things from Costco. So you do have to kind of just be mindful of that. If you're the kind of person that's really like, hardcore impulsive. In a phase for like very short periods of time.
Yeah.
Maybe an impulse diet person or whatever. Just like be aware of that because it'll bite you. But
and know that they do not bag your food because it is obviously bulk. So they will have boxes that you can grab at the end if you want to like put some things in a box and put them in your car. But if you're getting like smaller things that, you know, might roll around in your trunk, like have some bags in your trunk that you can throw them in. Just a word to the wise.
Oh, and they will return.
Oh,
like
anything.
We had a thing of meat that we opened, and it had gone bad like the day after. It was like a sell by, and we were like really kind of frustrated with that. And that does not happen with Costco ever.
Yeah,
but it happened that one time, and it was like a lot of money of meat.
Yeah.
It was Costco size, and we took it back, and it was open and everything, and they were like, oh,
yep,
we got it. Here's $30. We're okay.
Literally, they're so, like, they'll take anything Their returns are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys get a membership at Costco. You will not regret it. If you have further questions, seriously, DM us. We will respond.
Yeah.
We will talk more to you about it, and we will ask on our socials, like Olivia said, about your hacks, because we want to know.
And we might rebrand to the Costco Ladies podcast.
Yeah, we just talk about Costco every week.
Courtney comes back and she's like, heck happened while I was gone?
I leave and they went rogue.
She'd love it. She loves Costco.
She does love Costco.
Thank y'all for listening.
Yes, we so appreciate you guys. And we hope you tune in next week. We would love it if you guys do not already follow us on social to follow us on Instagram. We are at the.gno.podcast, and you can find us there for some extra content, for, you know, just updates from us, and we always post our weekly episodes on there as well. Also, if you like what you hear, we'd love a rating and review on whatever platform you listen on. We are on all the major platforms, and ratings and reviews really help us get the word out there, get more listeners. We're 5 seasons strong at this point, and we would love to have more listeners. So tell your friends about us, share us on social, all the ways that you can get us out there. But we appreciate you guys, and we will see you next week.